Advice pertaining to women. Question. What is the duty of the husband whose wife has been abducted by heretics? Answer. If the husband has power to release her and she is willing to come back, she should be brought back home. The reason is that she has been forced for the depraved act. So, though she has not been totally faithful to her husband, yet she has not lost her righteousness or virtue. No one can deviate a person from the righteous path by force. If anyone puts beef into the mouth of a vegetarian by force, he cannot deviate him from the righteous path. Therefore, if that abducted woman does not derive sexual pleasure, her chastity has not been lost. If she comes back, she should be sanctified by the recitation of the verses of the Gita, the Ramayana, and the Bhagavat, etc., and by bathing her with the holy water of the Ganges. After doing all this, when she menstruates, she will be totally sanctified. Rajasa Shuddhayate Nari. Sage Jamdagni's wife, named Renuka, brought water in a piece of cloth every day because of the power of her chastity. One day, she saw a bright and beautiful hair, like gold, on the bank of the river. She thought, how handsome the man would be whose hair was so beautiful. By thinking so, her righteousness was lost, and she could not, as usual, bring water in the piece of cloth. Indra, the lord of gods, disguised as sage Gautam, had sexual intercourse with Ahilya, but her righteousness was not lost, though she could not remain faithful only to her husband. Though her husband, being angry, turned her into a stone, yet Lord Ram redeemed her because she was firm in righteousness. Sri Jayadayalji Goenka paid special attention to purity and holiness. He too declared that the women who had been raped by heretics had not lost their righteousness. So, they should be taken back to the Hindu Dharma if they were willing, and they should be sanctified by the recitation of the Gita, the Ramayana, etc., and by bathing them in the holy water of the Ganges. He also said that if the follower of any other religion wanted to adopt the Hindu Dharma, he should be allowed to adopt it, and according to the custom of Hindu Dharma, he could chant God's name, worship him, meditate on him, and recite the sacred texts, etc.